For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The final touches are being put in place in Singapore for the historic meeting between the U.S. and North Korea. The president has said this summit will be as much about attitude as what's on the table. He said by coming to Singapore, he has a chance to convince Kim Jong-un to give up his nuclear weapons. Speaking with reporters before leaving Canada, the president again offered things like trade with the U.S. and security guarantees for the North Korean dictator.
It's unknown territory in the truest sense, but I really feel confident. I feel that Kim Jong-un wants to do something great for his people.
The president said that this is the only chance Kim will have to get on board with what the rest of the world wants him to do. But he also said this is a process and it could take some time. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000 or visit TII1.com.
It may not seem like it while you're filling up, but gas prices have actually slowed down over the last few weeks. Oil analyst Trilby Lundberg.
Over 3 weeks, they are nearly 2 cents higher. The new price is just over $3.01. It does look as though the price hikes are coming to an end.
Once again, the highest gas prices in the United States are in San Francisco at $3.81, and the lowest is in Baton Rouge, Louisiana at $2.54 a gallon. One person was killed and another critically injured in a house explosion in East Cleveland. Deputy Fire Chief Robert Benjamin.
There were two victims. There was one confirmed fatality and one sustained multiple burn injuries.
Firefighters say several other homes were also damaged and splintered wood and roofing material covered much of the road. Gas was shut off to most homes in the area. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The Defense Department is releasing the identity of an American soldier killed while battling al-Shabaab fighters in Somalia on Friday. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The DOD says Staff Sergeant Alexander Conrad of Chandler, Arizona, was with the 1st Battalion, 3rd Special Forces Group Airborne out of Fort Bragg, North Carolina. Four other soldiers with him were wounded in the fighting alongside the Somali National Security Forces and the Kenyan Defense Forces, all there to clear out terrorists and establish a permanent outpost. Al-Shabaab, an offshoot of Al-Qaeda, trying to overthrow the Somali government in favor of rule that would be based on its view of Islamic law. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Reactions from both sides of the aisle over trade, USA's Rick Vincent reports.
President Trump's chief economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, appearing on CNN's State of the Union, accused Trudeau of undermining the United States.
It's a betrayal. Not just double-crossing President Trump, but the other members of the G7 who were working together.
California Senator Dianne Feinstein, also appearing on CNN's State of the Union, took issue with President Trump's decision not to sign the joint statement.
This wasn't just with Trudeau. This is with our best allies. And it seems to me not to sign a statement of solidarity, which stands for everything that we stand for, is a big mistake.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio...